We come with questions. We come with ideas. We come with confusion. We come with doubt. We come with hope. We come with hunger. We come with need. We come together to worship. Good morning. Welcome to First Congregational Church of Natick. I'm Reverend Cindy Worthington Berry, and no matter who you are or where you are on the journey, you are welcome here. Whether you are with us on site or at home, live or later, we are so glad to be connected. For more information about life at FCC Natick, please visit our website, where you can sign up for the link and get lots of information about things going on at FCC Natick as well as the broader community. And if you are with us for the first time today, welcome. We are an open and affirming congregation, fully welcoming people of all sexual orientations, gender expressions, and gender identities. Children of all ages are welcome in this community in whatever way is meaningful for you. We have lovingly staffed nursery care, the playground down front, and Sunday school up through, Sunday school up through grade three, but I think it's everybody today, right? Okay, there's Sarlyn. Sunday school for everybody up through grade six, after the word for all ages. A few quick announcements this morning. John, come on down. He's going to talk about the trustee coffee chat after worship. We also have Tai Chi starting today after coffee hour. But first, John.
How did I end up competing with Tai Chi? I will be finished in time. Anyway, we're going to have our first open discussion about more creative and maybe sophisticated ways to support the mission of the church. So please come and share your ideas so that we can plan a series for the remainder of the year. So really just a brainstorming session today, and I hope many of you will join us.
Thanks, John. And my goal is that we have at least three questions that John does not know the answer to during this discussion after worship today. We've got some other really fun things coming up at FCC Natick. The first is next Saturday, April 27th. It's Flags to Bags Creation Day. The team has been working on our pride flags and progress flags, turning them into bags. And it continues next Saturday from 8 to 11 in the chat room, which is what I'm now calling the classroom off the vestry because it's where we have coffee chats. So now it's the chat room. You on board? Okay, great, good. All right. So that's going to be in the chat room, the classroom off the vestry. You can RSVP to Carolyn about that. And then the Saturday after, May the 4th, what's coming up? The yard sale. Thank you to all who have signed up. There is still a place for you, especially hang out with me during cleanup from 2 to 4. We also could use another truck or SUV or van or large wagon to take unsold items to Savers. There's an info sheet at coffee hour about drop-off, and please plan to come and shop. May the 4th. As we prepare to light the Christ candle this morning, I invite you to settle your body, mind, and spirit, deepening your breath, relaxing your shoulders, even letting your face smile. Once there was someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people began to follow him. But they didn't know who he was, so they simply had to ask him. And once he answered, "I am the light that was once in one place at one time is now in all places and at all times. Let us welcome the light."
Good morning. I'm Bill. Please join me in the call to worship. Your response is, "God is with us." When we're lost in the valley,
God is with us.
When the night seems endless,
God is with us.
When enemies surround us,
God is with us.
All the days of our life,
God is with us.
We worship to remember. Our opening hymn is "Come and Find the Quiet Center." You are invited to rise in body or in spirit. Please be seated. Our centering prayer this morning is by Christine Robinson. We begin with a little bit of silence. In the relative quiet, consider asking God for what you need. Not because God is a fairy godmother passing out wishes, but because it's helpful to be clear about what we need. And put that into words, inviting God's Spirit to help us make it so. Let us pray. Good Shepherd, I am a child of God. I have everything I need. This beautiful earth fills my body. You feed my soul. You guide me in the ways of life. You are life. And though I will walk through dangerous and painful places and eventually to death, I need never be afraid, for you are always in you I can find comfort. With your help, I can face whatever comes. My joy overflows. Your goodness and blessing will be with me every day of my life and forever. Hear us as we pray together. Words Jesus gave us to draw us closer to you. O divine parent, giver of life, whose presence is holiness, may our hearts be in you. Transform the world according to your delight, that all earth may become a holy place. Give us each moment that moment's breath. Give us your gift of forgiveness, that receiving it deeply, we may give it freely. Transform our desires and free us from evil powers, that for all creation and all power and all beauty are yours, now and forever. Amen. You up, my up. Okay, I got it. To pass the peace is a revolutionary act. Biology and culture teach us to fear the stranger, stick with our tribe, keep what we can for ourselves and our kind. Our connection with God calls us to be just spread peace around, willy-nilly, without seeing who deserves it or who has more than their share. So lean in to radical peace this morning. Give as much of it away as you possibly can, with a hug or a high five or a peace sign. Then we'll sing our song of celebration. God's peace be with you.
And also with you. Quite a peace.
Our scripture reading this morning is the psalm assigned to this day. It is probably the most familiar psalm, maybe the most familiar scripture, Psalm 23. At my request, we will hear the King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These are our sacred songs. May we sing them with our lives.
So this is the time when I say children of all ages are invited to lean in for a word for all ages. But on this second Sunday of school vacation, we have a good number of kids over there. I'm so excited to see the kids over there. But I mean it when I say children of all ages. And this is one of those participatory words for all ages. So I'm going to need help with this group project today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. How many of you are familiar with a Mad Lib? Some of the kids do. Yay! Usually it's just the old people who know what a Mad Lib is. All right, so this is when you crowdsource words to create a story or some poetry or something like that. So we are going to try one this morning. Are you ready? All right, so first I need a person or a thing that helps you. A nurse. I'll take it. Now I need, and I'm gonna look to this group, a behavior you'd like to avoid.
Procrastination.
So just so you know, procrastination means not doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. So when your dad says, put your dishes in the dishwasher, and you're like, sure, and 8 hours later, you still haven't done it, you procrastinated in putting your dishes in the dishwasher. Familiar? Lane thinks it's called relaxation. No, it's procrastination. Okay, an activity you enjoy. What's something you like to do? I'm going to see if I get anything from over here for a minute. No pressure. Play? Did I hear play? All right, we're going to go with play.
Or procrastinate.
Just going to put that in for all of them. A place you love. The beach. I love it. Wait, I wrote place instead of play. Okay. A life goal, something you want to like happen, something you want to, a state you'd like to be in. Not procrastination, Lane, something else.
Peace.
Ah. Something you need. What's something you need?
Chocolate.
An aspect of yourself you'd like to increase, a goal you have. Generosity, that's a good one. I heard, yes, you also need chocolate. Okay, something you struggle with. What's something you have a hard time with? It's good to have a theme. What did you say, Sarah Lynn?
Calculus.
All right, so... something that frightens you. Calculus. Yeah. You still with me? All right. Okay, something positive, something you like, something positive. Ooh, meditation. Something positive from this group. Did you say music too? Wow. They said music, you said music. Nice. Something someone does that helps you. How about this group? It was easy when I asked them, wasn't it? Did I hear teaching? Ah, nice, okay. A place or event where people gather. What was that?
Yard sale.
Sorry, I'm going with yard sale. A group or type of person that you struggle with, be careful. A group or person that you struggle with? No. Okay, we're gonna say intolerance. But you can think that, okay. All right, again, something or someone does to help you. There was another one. Listen, I think I heard listen back there. Oh, okay. All right, something positive from that group. Kirsten, I'm sorry. Something positive. Joy? Okay, last one. A place that makes you happy. Home? Did I hear home? Okay, are you ready? Deep breath. Oh God, you are my nurse. I shall not procrastinate. You make me play at the beach. You lead me to peace. You restore my chocolate. You lead me to generosity for your name's sake. Yea, though I walk through procrastination, I will fear no calculus. For you are with me. Your meditation and your music teach me. You prepare a yard sale before me in the presence of intolerance. You listen. My cup runs over. Surely joy and plus two will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in your home forever. Amen. Amen. All right. We'll put that in the link so you can all see what you wrote today. And as our young people head off for godly play and connect, may the peace of that psalm go with them. So, psalms can help us pray, especially if we are inclined to use words. The psalms, that part of the Hebrew scripture, they show us a wide range of emotion and experience that people have talked about with God. There is rage at God and at other humans. There's fear, there's joy, there's depression, there's love, there's hope, there's grief. And the familiarity of the 23rd Psalm in particular makes it a good text for reflection and meditation because we're not so much trying to absorb ideas about it. It's a positive psalm, it's uplifting, but it also speaks to life's challenges and pain. So years ago, I came across a litany of the psalm that includes a contemporary voice. It might be the words of a child who is homeless or a child who's seeking asylum. And I'm afraid I don't know the source, so we share it with gratitude for the unknown author, and Bill is going to help me. Go ahead, Bill.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. God restores my soul. God leads me in right paths for God's name's sake.
The Lord is my shepherd. Oh God, I am so hungry. I have no place to sleep. All day I'm surrounded by concrete. I feel so empty. I just don't know who to turn to.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
The night is so dark, so long. I'm afraid of every shadow. I feel so alone. I've got just this jacket to cover me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Sometimes we get dinner at the shelter. At school, I'm too hungry and tired to concentrate. I know I have to take care of myself all afternoon, but I miss my mom and dad.
But surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
It seems like I have always been scared and tired and hungry. I wonder if it will be like this my whole life long. Amen. Say we find someone who has never heard the 23rd Psalm before, not even once. I guess we should check. Well, you don't have to. Okay. Is there anyone in the room who hasn't heard the 23rd Psalm before today that is willing to raise their hand? Okay. It's pretty common. So if we meet someone who has never heard the 23rd Psalm before, we could tell them this is this very well-known sacred text. People have loved it for generations. They have memorized it without even meaning to. It's on more needlepoint pillows than live, love, laugh. And we tell them we're gonna read it to them. We tell them to get ready for this famous thing. And then we proclaim that first line, which is, "The Lord is my shepherd," and they're out. So what threw them off? First of all, what's that Lord business? Sounds like we've got somebody on a pedestal. If that's supposed to be God, then does that mean God is looking down on us, lording it over us? Never mind that the Hebrew word that's translated as Lord is Yahweh, which is for our Jewish siblings the most personal name for God, a close and personal name, not a synonym for master or ruler. But even if we say Yahweh is my shepherd, our friend still has a problem, because if Yahweh is your shepherd, what does that make you? A sheep. Now, I am used to thinking about sheep at this time of year. My oldest son, Spencer, graduated last year with a degree in animal science. Every year that COVID didn't mess up, he spent months of the spring semester on lamb watch. Students stay up all night in the barn, ready to help ewes give birth. This is the first April in a while that we haven't heard wild tales of midnight adventures in the barn and received super cute photos of baby lambs. But even if you haven't participated in lamb watch, I bet the word sheep has some meaning for you. What does it mean to call somebody a sheep in 2024? Somebody who's following the crowd. They don't think for themselves, right? They copy what everybody around them is doing. Most likely it means they blindly follow whatever the mainstream media tells them, or the lamestream media, depending on who's talking. So our friend, hearing the 23rd Psalm for the first time, thinks, if I have to be a sheep in order to be inspired by this ancient text, forget it. And they tune out the rest of the passage. That's what happens when religion presents sacred text as some sort of manual that allegedly defines the world and those of us in it like a syllabus for a class that tells us how to get an A in life. But that is not what scripture is. Maybe especially the type of scripture we're talking about this morning, the Psalms. Psalms are described as poems or songs, like the lyrics to hymns, but sometimes I think they are more like journal entries, personal wrestlings and reflections, as someone seeks to understand their life, their God, their world. We get to eavesdrop on those moments of high and low emotion, and sometimes we find our own highs and lows reflected therein, like in the 23rd Psalm. So I'm definitely not calling you a sheep, but haven't you felt at some point like there were risks and enemies all around? Have you felt like there are forces and factors ready to harm your body or spirit? Have there been times when you were thirsting for comfort and hungry for safety? When the psalmist was in that place, they felt like a sheep, like there were wolves and thieves all around. But what made all the difference to the psalmist was the presence of God, a presence that was steady and compassionate and strong, helping the psalmist to feel hope and peace. The way the psalmist imagined a sheep would feel about a shepherd, leading the way through danger and need to still waters and set tables. Just because the whole shepherd and sheep thing worked for the psalmist doesn't mean it works for us, and that's why we've been playing with versions and interpretations of the 23rd Psalm this morning. There's a reason the Psalms are still read and chanted and prayed. Because we need to cry out the realities of our lives. And sometimes it's easier to use somebody else's words. All of us find ourselves walking through the valley of the shadow of death at one time or another. When our spouse says the marriage is over, when our parent sinks into dementia, when the job disappears overnight. All of us have sat at a table where it felt like we were surrounded by enemies, whether it was the Thanksgiving table where the person who abused us passed the stuffing, or the desk in the doctor's office where the enemy was both the diagnosis and the treatment. In those moments, what have you needed, if not a shepherd? Maybe you, God, are my bodyguard. You'll keep me safe. Or God is my therapist. She listens to me hour after hour. Right now, about 2/3 of you are thinking, I do not need to come up with this kind of metaphor for God. That 2/3 is now going, oh my God, she knows. Because you think you're fine, or you think it won't help, or you don't believe in God. Listen, this world is beautiful. Our lives are beautiful. The world is also just a little bit on fire, and our lives tend toward messy. That would be a good time for an amen. Maybe we don't need a shepherd, but we need the comforter, the company, the guide, the cheerleader, the host, the pet, the friend, the healer. And for those of you who are fed by the imagery of God as shepherd, you just stick with that. Just know that whatever might come in the week ahead and the months and years beyond, the God of love is with you. So who will it be? Who will walk with you through the valleys of this life that are often overcast by the shadows of death? Know that presence is already here, already leading the way. Amen. As a faith community, we know the power of connecting our hearts with God's presence. So during this time, we share our joys and concerns in prayer. Folks in the room, you'll be invited to share prayers aloud, and all are welcome to email prayers to prayers@fccnatick.org, and we hold in prayer everyone on the prayer list in the bulletin. We begin with our joys. What joys do you bring to this place today? Rick. Ta-da! Those of you at home may see a particularly radiant glow around me and Bill this morning because we have an abundance of light in the sanctuary. I know it is still being like fine-tuned, but what a joy to have all these. Doug, you look a little more relaxed than you have in the last few weeks. Yeah. Sarah Beth. This is Sarah Beth's, it's a coworker, right? A friend, sorry. A friend who's been put on bed rest, who has had the baby. The baby is named Angel. We welcome Angel to the world, and we welcome parent off of bed rest. Joy, joy. Did I see another hand over here? Yeah, Bill. We celebrate, I think this must be the 54th official Earth Day, I think, because it was the year I was born. And so we celebrate Earth Day tomorrow, and we celebrate the Earth Day Festival in Natick all week long. Check out EcoNatick for more info. Doug. Doug is lifting up the veteran services agent in Natick, Paul, who does so much for veterans and their families. And that often involves holding some really heavy things for veterans and dealing with trauma and loss. One of the veterans he's been working with died by suicide a few weeks ago, and so Paul is still holding that. And when someone who has served this country served our country in the military and deals with psychological stress and including death by suicide, that is a grief for all of us. So we join Paul in holding that. Thank you, Doug, for lifting him up. And if you have the contact information for the veteran service agent in town, and I bet you can find it on the website, wouldn't be a bad thing to send a card or an email just thanking him for what he does week in and week out for veterans. Gail, do you have any joys?
Well, we have the most incredible view from up here of the new lighting and the chandeliers. And I just think, we were commenting, they're brand new, they're so illuminating, and yet they fit the space and they look like they have been here forever. So kudos and congratulations to the construction team and the folks that worked and selected these incredible light fixtures.
Amen with gratitude to the team that worked so hard, not just getting lighting in here, but making sure it would feel like it is lighting that has been here since the 1800s. Thanks, Gail. Any other joys up there? Okay. Janice. You have two kids with April birthdays, Janice. Well, we lift up you as their mama and them as we celebrate another year on this earth for them. Yeah. And we actually celebrate all your boys, even the ones that didn't have a birthday this month. He'll get it in June. What concerns do you bring to this place today? Yeah, Miriam. Miriam is lifting up her coworker, Selena, whose grandmother in Venezuela is approaching the end of her life. And we hold in prayers first responders and wherever these sirens are heading right now. Selena is heading to Venezuela to be present to her grandmother in her last days. But because of our country's struggles with Venezuela right now, it will be more fraught as well as longer and more expensive. So we pray for her that she feel peace in the midst of that journey and have that connection with her grandmother. Thanks, Miriam. Lorraine. Oh. Oh. Lorraine is lifting up her neighbor, Mary, who died suddenly in her apartment this past Tuesday, just 70 years old. So prayers not only of gratitude for Mary's spirit, but comfort for her family and her community who are mourning her and dealing with that loss together as a group. Thanks, Lorraine. Randall. Randall's friend, Kat, is having to move her dad from assisted living to more round-the-clock care and dealing with not just that change, but also trying to communicate that change to her dad, all the layers in there of grief and loss and emotional labor. We hold Kat in prayers. Amy. Amy's Aunt Judy is in intensive care with a newly discovered heart issue. So prayers for Judy and for the whole family as they work through this. Thanks, Amy. Gail, do you have concerns?
Yes, from Michelle Lanou and Randy Brewer, just continued prayers, healing and strength as Abby continues to recover from her knee surgery.
We are holding Abby in our prayers as she continues to recover from surgery on both knees. She's doing better, but tomorrow she's supposed to go back to school, which leads to all kinds of challenges around navigation and transportation and things like that. Abby is very focused on school, so she's very determined to be there for as much as possible, which is its own kind of worry. So prayers for Randy, Michelle, Abby, and Rachel. Anything else up there, Gail? Our pastoral prayer this morning is one more interpretation of the 23rd Psalm. This one is by James Taylor, but not that James Taylor. It is titled, Looking Back on a Full Life. This version could have been written by an older person reflecting on a long and full life. Let us pray. God has walked with me. I could ask nothing more. God has given me green meadows to laugh in, clear streams to think beside, untrodden paths to explore. When I thought the world rested on my shoulders, God put things into perspective. When I lashed out at an unfair world, God calmed me down. When I drifted into harmful ways, God straightened me out. God was with me all the way. I do not know what lies ahead, but I am not afraid. I know you will be with me. Even in death, I will not despair. You will comfort and support me. Though my eyes dim and my mind dulls, you will continue to care about me. Your touch will soothe the tension in my temples. My fears will fade away. I am content. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with me. All through life, I have found goodness in people. When life ends, I expect to be gathered into the ultimate goodness of God. Amen.
So you may or may not have noticed that there's a new line in the budget. I mean, I'm a budget guy. I got to talk about numbers. Called enhanced giving. Well, what's enhanced giving? Good question. The finance team added this line item to the budget in 2024 to provide a space for those who, for someone in the community or within the congregation, to make an unexpected, unplanned gift to the congregation for any number of reasons. As an example, we received a generous gift from a previous member who's moved out of Natick but wanted to remember us fondly and gave a donation, which we put in this enhanced giving line. So I have another idea I want to share. Gwen and I recently had the honor of staying with Doug and Sarah in their cozy little cabin in New Hampshire so that we could get a head start on seeing the eclipse in northern Vermont last week or the week before. So we wanted to thank them for their generosity in sharing their home and thought the enhanced giving line, what a great idea, we can use that. So we did. In fact, I have an envelope I'm going to put in the offering today, somewhere around here. Ah, I see, I lost it. And my point is that anyone can honor anyone in this way by making a donation to the church as a thank you for a random act of kindness or a good meal or anything else you can think of. So just identify the gift as enhanced giving, jot down a note of remarks, a note of thanks. Maybe we'll talk about it in worship, who knows? In fact, as we all participate in the spiritual discipline of the morning offering, may we do so thinking about someone we are grateful for and give today in their honor. The offering will now be taken.
Thank you.
Gracious and generous God, bless these gifts as we put them to use, furthering your kingdom here in Natick and around the world. Amen.
Amen. Let's join together in our closing hymn. Following the postlude, all are invited down to the vestry for a very cool coffee hour this morning. Beloved, may you be fed by green pastures. May you be refreshed by still waters. May your path be easy and joy-filled until you find yourself in this flock once more. Go in peace. Amen.